Previously on Second Fiddles, the alien shapeshifter Chameleon adopted Danger Damsel's abandoned baby and is raising it gender neutral. Max semi-broke up with Invisidude because of his stealthy spying, and well, I should mention that during the lengthy time jump between seasons 2 and 3, Chameleon became an active member of Second Fiddles. Maybe you'll hear about it in flashbacks, but probably not. Let's begin!
Episode 35, Doolots. Hey, Cam? Chameleon? Are you home?
Who's there?
It's Max.
Hold on a second.
Sorry if this is a bad time. I was checking in with Doc Healy and I figured you were still here with the baby, so I thought I'd pop in and say hi.
That's okay. I was just rocking this adorable little parasite to sleep.
Oh! This must be the baby I've heard so much about. Did I come at a bad time?
No, you're good. BS sleeps like a log. As long as I keep rocking, they keep sleeping.
Oh, well, that's lucky. Did you say BS?
Baby Stevie. Sorry, bad habit.
Yeah, it is a little confusing.
So what's up? You said something about Doc Healy?
Oh, yeah, I was in for a checkup. He's always worried about neck issues from my antlers, but my new regeneration power helps with that.
Well, that's good. I mean, what would you do? Go to a chiropractor for antler neck?
Yeah, I doubt there's anyone qualified for that. last year, I traveled to see a badass healer, Hazel, to see if she could get rid of my antlers, but it didn't work. I did get to hang with the teenage half-orc, and I talked to a tiny dragon, so at least it wasn't a complete waste of time.
No sh**.
Yeah, it was a whole crossover episode thing. I can tell you more about it later if you want.
Okay. So, Max, I wanted to apologize for not coming to any Second Fiddle meetings lately. With a baby, it's been impossible.
Oh, don't apologize. I get it. I mean, I don't completely get it because I'm not a parent, but I once raised a falcon chick, so I don't know, that might partially qualify. Eloise had to be fed every couple hours for a super long time. I didn't sleep through the night for what felt like years.
I've never raised a bird, so I have no clue. Has anyone been coming to the meetings? I mean, anyone new?
Other than the ones I live with? No, it's just us. Sophia's finally back in town, but she's been busy trying to find her sister, so she's been AWOL. Oh, and, Elijah hasn't been coming lately.
That sucks. It sounds like Second Fiddles is petering out, and you had such a good thing going.
It normally turns into a movie night. It's the one time each week I can guilt Tammy and Linus into foregoing an all-night sexathon to hang out with me. But I'm not going to stop holding meetings. I just met someone new who might come to the next meeting. She has the best alias, too. Kellycopter.
That's so bad. Oh, you were serious? Maybe she'll help distract you from,
From missing Elijah?
Well, yeah.
It's okay. I know you two are close. Have you guys talked recently?
Oh, no. I'm not doing that whole friend in the middle thing. So if the real reason you stopped by is to ask about him, I'm going to tell you the same thing I told him. If you really want to know, just send a text. Or a dick pic.
Jeez, I get it. And no, I didn't come here to talk about him. I actually wanted to check on you. I'm curious how the whole baby thing's going.
It could be better. Could be worse. I don't know. Why do you keep staring at them so intently?
I don't know. I'm the youngest person in my family, so I've never really interacted with a baby before. They're kind of intimidating.
Max, sweetheart, you're intimidated by a sleeping baby? You're the youngest? Oh, that tracks.
What's that supposed to mean?
Wait, have you even held a baby before?
Definitely not. I've never even touched a baby. Their little fingers and toes look so fragile, it's weird.
It's not weird, it's cute. And yeah, babies are pretty delicate, but they're also tougher than you give them credit for. I'm not going to make you hold BS, I mean Stevie, sorry. Because if you turn your head the wrong way, you could gore them with an antler prong. But if you want to, I don't know, hold their hand, you could try.
Really? I can touch your baby?
Well, not if you make it sound creepy.
Yes, I would love to touch your baby.
Not better.
Whatever. So, can I touch Stevie's little hand?
Go for it.
Okay. Aw, they're so warm and soft. And happy? Uh-oh.
Do not say uh-oh after you touch my baby.
Cam, I think I can hear Stevie's thoughts.
Holy sh**. Do babies even have thoughts?
It's like baby animals. I don't get a monologue. It's more like abstract ideas. When I was touching Stevie, I knew they were happy and comfortable.
Are you sure? There's not a random mouse or bird outside that's causing interference?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Has this ever happened before?
I told you, I've never touched a baby.
I mean, with a person. Has your power ever worked with people before?
No, and I tried a lot when I was a teenager. Even though humans are obviously animals, I can't hear their thoughts.
So what's different this time? Is it because you were touching their hand, or because they're sleeping?
First of all, I have no idea how Stevie's still asleep. We are so loud. And second, I'm not like Lucid Lucy. I can't read thoughts through dreams. But when animals are asleep, I can sense their overall state of mind, like hunger or fear or whatever.
Like I said, if I keep rocking, they keep sleeping. I wonder if you've always been able to hear babies' thoughts, but you've never been this close to one, so you just never knew.
That would suck. I'm still getting used to shooting laser beams from my eyes. I don't need another new power to deal with.
Ooh, please avert your eyes. And it's not really a new power, just a facet of your old one. It's actually pretty cool. If I were insane, I would suggest waking BS up to experiment, but there's no way in hell. They've been so hungry, my nipples can barely handle it.
What? You're breastfeeding?
Yeah, I figured out how to manipulate my body to make milk. I just have to stay a femme-shape to make it work, which is fine. That's already my go-to form.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting.
Yep, I'm still an alien. Luckily, you'll never have to see my crewman form.
It can't be that gross.
Trust me, it's like the Predator had a baby with Abe Sapien. Oh my god, I just had a terrible idea.
What?
Touch me.
What?
Just grab my arm.
Okay, fine, but I don't see why. Holy mother of god!
Is it working?
How did you know?
You can hear my thoughts, right? I can kind of feel you. It's like there's a shadow in my head.
That's why animals hate when I do this. They hate that feeling.
How does it feel for you?
It's awesome.
What am I thinking right now?
You're thinking about how it's crazy I can hear your thoughts. Think about something else. Like, think about your favorite food or something totally unrelated.
Okay.
Hey, you're just imagining sex organs.
I can't help it. You said think about food, and all I could think was fruit, and a lot of fruit looks like genitals. Look, my species is biologically conditioned to be horny. It is not my fault.
It's like with the stag. I can understand your thoughts pretty clearly. It's not as vague as animal thoughts, though, probably because we both already know English.
What does this mean?
I don't know. You're the one who asked me to touch you. Wait, have we never touched before? Like, ever? Not a handshake or fist bump or anything?
I guess not. I only saw you at Second Fiddles meetings, and most of the time you were holding Elijah's hand, so I couldn't even see you, let alone touch you.
This is so trippy. Wait, so what made you think I'd be able to do that?
I've had this feeling about Stevie. We assumed they were Spangle's kid because he and Danger Damsel had... But with all the trauma the Danger Damsel went through, I couldn't figure out how she didn't miscarry.
What are you saying, that Stevie isn't Spangle's baby?
I think the baby might be like me. I think the Cromans impregnated Danger Damsel and released her, knowing the baby would be born on Earth.
Seriously? That's crazy.
It makes sense. I made Plunger promise to never send another Croman to Earth, but a pregnant woman. It must have been enough of a loophole.
You know, there is a henchy named Loophole.
Get the f*** out.
Loophole was a lawyer, I think, who was able to create little holes in the space-time continuum.
My god, get back on topic.
So, I can read an alien's thoughts when I touch them?
Cromans, at least.
Are you positive this baby's an alien?
I'll have Doc Healy run some tests, but I don't know how to prove anything. When I'm tested, I still present genetically as human.
This is a lot.
I wonder if you can hear my thoughts when we're not touching. Take a step back.
Okay. Now what?
Did it feel differently when you were touching me? Like, different than when you talked to animals?
Yeah. Well, no. Kind of? It worked the same, but it's almost like your thoughts were at a different frequency. And when I touched you, it helped me make a connection.
Can you tune into that frequency without touching me?
I can try. Think about something clearly. Like,
I'm picturing an eggplant.
Gross. Okay, Now, just keep thinking of the word eggplant and imagine what it looks like at the same time. Try to paint a picture with imagery and sense memory too, like what an eggplant feels like, what it tastes like. And please don't think about dicks.
That's gonna be hard.
Not hard or soft. Focus on the eggplant. Focus on the deep purple color and the shape.
Come on, man.
Ugh.
Okay, I'm focusing.
I got it. I can see it. I just had to flip a switch.
What do you mean?
It's like one of those magic eye pictures where you have to unfocus your eyes to see the image, except with my power, it feels weird, but if we practice enough, I think I'll be able to get the hang of it. Try to tell me something, but don't say it out loud.
Okay.
You are happy you're raising an alien baby because you're not alone anymore. Cam, that's...
Max, this is a game changer.
I mean, I don't encounter aliens that often, so I don't know how useful it'll be.
Who knows? There could be thousands of aliens around, and we would have no idea.
You have a point. Cam, about the baby...
You heard it yourself. I'm not sad about it. I thought I was drawn to them because they were Spangle's baby, but we have an even closer connection. I can raise them to understand who they are. And I can teach them how not to bang the human race into extinction.
Oh, yeah, you know, the basics.
I never quite thought about how your power works. Do you feel emotions too, or just hear thoughts?
I'm not an empath. I can sense that you're giddy and nervous and worried and excited, but I don't feel any of those emotions myself. I'm hearing them and seeing them like a scene from a movie. With animals, it's less detailed, and my brain kind of interprets their intentions into English so I can understand it. I think it's the same when I reach out to them with my thoughts.
Will you try that with me?
Sure. Can you tell what I'm thinking?
This feels slimy. It's like the shadow you're casting in my head is talking to me. It's asking if I like zucchini.
I couldn't stop thinking about phallic foods. You said it feels slimy?
It's like when I see a guy at a bar who I don't trust near my drink.
My power feels like I'm gonna roofie you?
No, just that uneasy feeling when you're hoping they leave you alone, but they keep looking at you.
You need to go to different bars.
Oh, try living in a woman's body the majority of your life. Pretty much every bar feels like that.
I already don't feel super comfortable around most guys, so I don't doubt you. That skeevy feeling, do you still feel it, or was it only when I was trying to target you with my thoughts?
The shadow is still there, like an awkward, lingering feeling, but no, I don't really feel the bad part.
That's actually really helpful. I know most animals react badly to me, and now I know why. It makes them distrust me.
Did you ever ask the stag about it?
No, I was always too nervous to ask him, and he never complained.
Maybe he got used to it. Knowing that the feeling was coming from you made it less threatening.
Huh. Maybe that's why Eloise has never hated me, because she's been around me since she was a chick and she's never known anything else.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think this could help me in the future. I mean, I could try to tell animals with my thoughts that the feeling is temporary, and the sooner they talk to me, the sooner I'll make it go away.
You care about them so much. You're like Dr. Doolittle, but you do so much more. You're like Dr. Doolots.
Ugh. Did Elijah tell you to say that?
What? No. Why?
Sorry. Doolots was a nickname that people used to make fun of me back at Rose Academy.
Dude, that's sweet. I don't know why you're complaining. My nickname in high school was so much worse.
Really? What did they call you?
Slut.
What?
You heard me. My sister started it. My homeroom teacher even slipped up one morning when she was taking attendance.
Your teacher called you a slut?
Not a slut, just slut.
Okay, maybe Doolots wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Sorry to steal your angst thunder.
That's okay. I'm still kind of reeling over the whole alien telepathy thing.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
That's what she said.
Nice. So, Max.
So, Cam.
I've changed my mind.
About what?
You and Elijah need to talk out your trust issues.
Oh, about that. Has he said anything to you?
Of course he has. I'm his friend too.
Well?
Well what?
Do you want me to use my power and read your mind?
Don't you f***ing dare.
Well then, are you going to tell me what he said?
No, dude, that would make me a horrible friend.
Then why did you tell me?
I literally just said you two should talk out your trust issues.
It's not trust issues, it's just one singular issue.
Meaning?
He still trusts me, but I don't trust him. I didn't do anything wrong. He's the one who needs to make it right.
That's f***ing dumb. Do you hear what you're saying?
He spied on me and only told me because he got caught.
You're in a relationship, or at least you were. Relationships are about communication, which is a two-way street. Maybe he didn't feel comfortable enough to tell you. Did you think of that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What was the first secret Elijah ever kept from you?
He and Tammy lied about him being at all of our second fiddles meetings. He was there the entire time and most of us had no idea.
And when you found out, how did you react?
Oh, crap.
I wasn't asking hypothetically. I want you to answer.
I kind of accused him of sleeping with my sister, stormed out, and then got kidnapped by Sally and MacGuffin. Ugh, I was so angry I wasn't paying attention.
And do you think that reaction was justified?
Hey, I forgave him. I wouldn't have ever started dating him if I didn't trust him.
Oh, are you sure about that?
What are you getting at?
Did you actually forgive him, or did you let your lust override your brain when you found out he was actually into you? Did you ever tell him you forgave him, or did you treat it like it never happened?
I don't know, maybe? I mean, I must have said it. I think. No, I totally did.
You don't sound very sure.
Since when are you all of a sudden a relationship counselor? Have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
I've had a lot of time to reflect on my life lately, and I realize I never told Captain Spangles how I felt about him. I assumed since I was his sidekick, he wouldn't feel the same way, but I'll never actually know, because we never talked about it. And you know what? That's BS.
BS the baby?
Okay, I'll start calling him Stevie. Anyway, communication is the key to every relationship, whether it's between heroes and sidekicks or romantic partners. If you don't tell the other person how you feel about things, how are they going to know? It's not that deep.
That's what she said.
You only get one of those per day.
Okay, so if what you're saying is true, and I'm not saying it is, Elijah maybe associates telling me invisibility-related secrets with me freaking out and putting myself in danger? Does that sound right?
I don't know. Does it?
It does. It really does.
Sucks to suck, huh? Also, please don't swear in front of the baby.
But they're asleep.
That doesn't matter.
Hey, you said F and S earlier, and you called me an asshat, and we both said the word slut.
An ass is a body part, and slut isn't a curse word.
Well, it's not a good word for a baby to hear. Imagine if that's their first word.
Okay, that would be a great story.
I was wondering why you didn't sound like a sailor today.
Yeah, I'm trying to set a good gosh darn example. So, you've admitted that your communication skills need some work. What are you going to actually do about it?
I don't know. The more I think about it, I don't fully understand how hard it's been for him to be invisible for so long. Spying is kind of his job, and he is really good at it.
I think spying is pretty much his default state. It's what he's most comfortable doing, like me being a femme shape.
It does make sense. It makes way too much sense. You're right. I'm an idiot.
I'm intuitive. It's a gift.
I do need to talk to Elijah, but I don't even know where to begin. Does he even want to talk to me?
Would he talk to you, the love of his life? Elijah wears his translucent little heart on his sleeve, and every conversation we've had, even if it wasn't about you, I could tell he was hurting. And that's without facial cues or body language.
So you're saying I've hurt him too much?
Oh my god, you're stupid. No, I mean he's hurting because he misses you and loves you and he's lost without you. I thought that was obvious. I mean, you are the one who broke up with him. He's probably just waiting for you to come to your senses and apologize and beg for him to take you back.
Really? Do you think that would work?
Well, is it what you want?
I think about him every waking moment. And some sleeping moments, if you count the sex dreams. Ugh, so many sex dreams.
I do love me some sex dreams, but you can't just shake it out like an Etch-a-Sketch and jump back into things.
Why not?
You are a terrible listener.
Thanks.
You have to have the hard conversation, and not the phone sex kind.
Good one. But what if we fight again?
Fights happen. It's how you resolve them that matters. You have to remember you're fighting on the same side.
Oh, fudge it. I want to talk to him, but I don't want to make it worse. I am not a risk taker. I like planning things and following rules and strategizing. Not knowing how something's going to turn out really freaks me out.
Well then, stay miserable. It's a solid certainty.
Hey, I can hear your thoughts now, remember? I can tell how happy you are. You're really enjoying this right now, aren't you?
Hey, get out of my head. I just want my friends to be happy, and if I can help you two stubborn twinks reconnect, then yeah, that brings me joy.
Cam, I'm sorry for dumping this on you.
That's what she said.
Ew, what? Gross.
Look, go get the Invisible Man, Max.
Oh, I can't. He's on a mission for the next few days. Linus told me about it.
So you're gonna stew in these thoughts for days without being able to act on them?
Yep.
Oh, that's anticlimactic. I thought for sure I'd sparked a classic rom-com grand gesture.
Nope.
Boo!
Look, I deserve to sit with these feelings for a while before I decide what to say.
Well, good for you.
I'm gonna head out now. Good luck with Stevie.
Thanks, but I don't need luck. I need a live-in nanny.
I can't help you there. I can try to babysit every once in a while, if you want.
Oh no, I don't need a babysitter with dangerous pointy bones jutting out of their head. But thank you for offering. If I ever need to read their thoughts, though, I'll let you know.
I look forward to it. Cam?
Yeah?
Thank you.
For what?
For calling me out.
You were always an idiot. I just helped you realize why.
Okay.
Now, I need to go set Stevie down and shove some food down my throat.
That's what she said.
No, no. Now get out of here, Max.
In this episode of Second Fiddles, Max is voiced by Matt Johnson, Cam is voiced by Elena Langan, and MacGuffin is voiced by John Pupo. Writing, editing, and sound design by Matt Johnson, with music by Pete Johnson. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Second Fiddles Podcast, Tumblr at Second Fiddles, and Twitter at Second Fiddles spelled 2ND Fiddles. Transcripts of all of our episodes can be found at our website, secondfiddlespodcast.com. Thanks for listening!
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told him. If you really want to know, just send a text. Or a dick pic.